5, and 2020 has certainly been the year like no other, from, you know, the climate change and stoking the wildfires out west, the racial injustice that we've seen with all the nationwide protests earlier in the year, that, you know, Nazis and Proud Boys walking the streets. It's been a crazy time, but I think that 2020 has been really chaotic, but I don't think that that chaos a coincidence. I think it's contrived. We've always faced a lot of different man-made and natural disasters, and I think as people, as Americans, and so is true in Jackson, we face a lot of problems, but we use our compassion towards one another and our ingenuity to fix them. 2020 has shown on a lot of different fronts that we're unable to meet those challenges because we have a president, frankly, that I think exacerbates them and fans the flames of that chaos for political and economic gain. So I think there's a lot at stake in this election, working to end that chaos cycle and work constructively to get back to what government's supposed to do, provide for the public health, rebuild our economy, bring in some good paying jobs.